Hachette Audio presents The World of Tomorrow, written by Brendan Matthews, read by Graham Halston.
To Margaret. The week before. At sea. Francis never expected the silverware would be his undoing. Seated in the first-class dining room of the MV Britannic, halfway between the old world and the new, he surveyed a landscape of crystal stemware and bone china, of crisp linen and centerpieces ripe with flowers he had never seen, in colors he had never dreamed. High above, the coffered ceiling glowed, its milk-glass panels outlined in brass. A frieze marched around the upper reaches of the room, an angular Art Deco skirmish of horses, stags, and dogs. Every wall, even the air itself, was awash in hues of honey and amber, and at every table sat men and women gilded in good fortune and turned out in tuxedos or gowns or regimental dress. But what did all of this abundance matter when his own plate was blockaded by a medieval armory in miniature? He counted 5 forks, 4 spoons, and at least as many knives. He hadn't a clue where to begin. Francis had hoped to take his lead from one of his table mates. On one side, the Binghams, a mother and daughter returning to New York from their self-styled grand tour, and on the other, the Walters, a mismatched pair of marrieds from Philadelphia, accompanied by the wife's laconic, chain-smoking brother. Yet when the bowls of chilled broth, consommé, the menu called it, were placed in front of them, they all seemed to wait for Francis. Was that how it worked? The nobility dined first, and only then did the robber barons feast. Easy enough. All he had to do was select the right spoon, and thereby prove his merit to the Americans, who were under the impression that he was a Scotsman, and a wealthy one at that, and perhaps even one with a castle overlooking a highland loch. Before he was forced to choose, however, Mrs. Bingham resumed the conversation about the journeys that had led each of them to the Britannic. "I'm curious to know Sir Angus," she said, for Angus was the name Francis had given, though the Sir was entirely her own addition. "How did you find Ireland?"
"Oh, it was quite simple, really," he said. "I took the ferry from Liverpool. The boat knew just where to go."
Mrs. Bingham giggled, almost girlishly. Francis might have guessed that she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?